بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about positive habits, and I mentioned to you some of them that we should develop. Among them also is the importance of the azkar of morning and night. All of those azkar are available in the book which is called Hisnul Muslim, Fortress of the Muslim. That's that little dua book which I'm sure everybody has, and if you don't have it, it's on the internet as well. So, and I'm going to ask Umair to send you a link on this with this podcast. So memorize those duas. They're very simple thing. I'm sure most of us already know all of those duas. It's just a matter of doing them. And then the adhkar, which include Ayatul Kursi, Tadbi Fatimi, Suratul Ikhlas, Muwaddathain, and then the other duas that are with it. So all of those, it is important for us to make sure that we do them morning and night. So before any, when you get up in the morning, at the time of Fajr, and in the night before we go to sleep. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know from the hadith of Aisha Siddiqah radhiyallahu anha that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said he never went to sleep until he had recited Suratul Sajda and Suratul Mulk. So both of these surahs have 30 ayat each. So memorize them. It's the best way, and then you can recite them. And if you don't memorize them, then read them. But make sure that you do not sleep until you have recited Suratul Sajda and Suratul Mulk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that the one who recites Suratul Waqi'ah in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not, he will not face starvation. Allah will not give him hardship of a material nature. So he will not have to suffer any economic problems, inshallah. So that also you might like to do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another place, in one hadith, he said that somebody who recites 80 ayats before he goes to sleep, he will be, and she will be, their name will be written among the list of people who are qanitin, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you read Suratul Sajda and Suratul Mulk, that is 60 ayat, and inshallah with the other things that you read, it will become 80 ayat. And of course, if you read also Suratul Waqi'ah, then there is no doubt about that. So these are the azkar of the morning and night. Yesterday I mentioned the importance of having a goal for the day. So when you wake up in the morning, you must have a goal for that day. What do you intend to accomplish in that day? Believe me, there are a lot of people walking around who think that they have a goal. If you do not have a specific goal, you do not have a goal. You may think you have a goal, that is not the same thing as having a goal. And of course, we can fool ourselves, so please go ahead if you want to do that. But if you want to face life, then get yourself a goal. Do not have a day where you do not have a goal. Even if you do not manage to achieve that goal for the day, it doesn't matter. At least you know that you have not achieved the goal. You will feel bad about that, and that feeling bad is good for you. So make sure that you have a goal for every single day. As soon as you wake up, you must have a goal for that day. Second thing is that in the night, make sure that you assess that day for yourself. If you want to have some real benefit out of it, then also write it down. Journal writing, I already mentioned, this is the time to do your journal writing. So keep that journal next to your bed and write down what did you achieve in that day. Believe me, that's a very salutary thing to do. Because when you sit down with that sheet of paper in front of you and you start writing and you realize that you did not achieve anything, that you had a goal but you didn't do it, or that you did it partially, that itself will have a very salutary and very positive effect on you. It will make you feel bad, it will make you feel uncomfortable, and that discomfort is what is required for development. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that time will just pass, and one day it will be time to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at that time, wondering what happened to your life or feeling regretful that you should have done this or that makes absolutely zero sense. The time to think about that is now. So therefore, keep the journal there and in the night write down, what did I achieve for today? The final thing is also forgive everybody for that day. We have the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was in the masjid and he said to his companions who were with him that a man is going to enter now, he is from the people of Jannah. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu entered. The second day the same thing happened, the third day the same thing happened. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu decided to go and stay with Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu to see what it is that he may be doing, which led to Rasulullah giving him this Bashara of Jannah. So he didn't tell him anything. He asked, can I come and stay with you? He said, of course. So he went and stayed with him for 3 days. And he closely observed him 24 hours. At the end of 3 days, he said to him that I came to stay with you, to observe you, to see what is it that you do, any special amal, some wazifa you are praying or something you are doing or some special ibadat. And he said, Alhamdulillah, you do everything that all of us do. So there is no deficiency in that, but there is also nothing new or nothing special that I noticed. So what is it that led to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this about you? And he narrated to him. He said, this is what happened. For 3 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that somebody will enter, a man will enter here, and he is from the people of Jannah, and you entered. And he said, this happened 3 times, and that is why I came to stay with you. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said to him that there is something that I do that you could not have observed. And that is that before I go to sleep, I forgive everybody for that day. He said, on that day, if anyone has done anything to me, I forgive them genuinely in my heart. And if I have done something to somebody, then before I go to bed, on that day, I make sure that I have sought their forgiveness. So he does both those things. He seeks forgiveness and he forgives people. Now, obviously, the thing to remember also is that when you are oriented like this, then the number of times that you need to do something which needs forgiveness also will reduce. So you will be careful with your behavior yourself to say that, if you are oriented towards this, to say that if I do something wrong, I have to ask forgiveness. So therefore, it is better not to do anything wrong in the first place. So this is something that even prevents you from doing something wrong. And of course, we are all human, something mistakes happen. So if it happens, then immediately we seek forgiveness also. So inshallah, I hope this is beneficial. Let us try to practice all of these things, because the whole purpose of these reminders is to help us to practice and not live lives which are just thoughtless, you know, robotic lives like animals. We get up and we eat and we drink and we do whatever seems to be giving us some pleasure, and we go to sleep and there is nothing to show at the end of the life. I'm not talking about doing anything haram. You might say, well, you know, I'm not doing anything prohibited. Alhamdulillah, good for you. But you're also not doing anything useful. You're not doing anything which is worth anything. You're not doing anything which leaves behind any positive effect. So effectively that life is wasted. What's the point of that kind of a life? So therefore, it is very important to have a life which is based on positive goals, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do something good in our life, that when you have passed, that there is a reason that people have to regret that you passed. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.